The State Division of Elections will be dealing with a lot more write-in votes than usual this November. KDLG's Adam Kane spoke with Division Director Gail Fanumiai about what will be allowed and how the ballots will be counted.
When questioned about whether or not a voter would be allowed to bring a piece of paper or a postcard into the polling station to make sure that they spell the candidate's name correctly, Fanumiai confirmed that it would be allowed.
Voters can bring whatever they need to assist them in completing the voting process.
According to Fanumiai, the rules regarding how a name is actually put onto a ballot vary. Stickers, apparently, are not allowed. However, stamps might be.
Stickers are not allowed by state law. Other than that, it's pretty open-ended. The name could be written in. I don't know the legal definition of what written in means. So our statutes say you have to write in the name of the candidate and fill in the oval.
Fanumiai says that the Division of Elections encourages voters to spell a candidate's name correctly. If the misspelling issue does arise, the Division of Elections will have to consult with the state's legal department to address that issue. With the large amount of write-in votes expected to be cast in November's general election, Fanumiai confirms that the results could take more than 2 weeks to be officially certified.
On election night, what happens is the write-in votes will be counted as just a group total of write-in votes. They aren't individually counted for a write-in candidate until the point in time it meets the statutory and regulatory threshold for having to do that. And we won't know if that threshold has been met until the last of all the ballots have been counted, which is 15 days following the election. And so the division then would not look at all of those ballots to determine who the write-in vote was cast for unless write-in votes received the highest number of votes for that race, or it was the second highest number of votes, and the difference between the total number of write-in votes and the highest candidate receiving votes, the difference was less than 0.5%.
Fanumiai says that even with the large amount of write-in ballots expected, the Division of Elections won't need to hire more staff, although some temporary personnel could be retained for a longer period.
Following every election, we already have hire on additional about 20 hand count team members that do our statutorily required hand count verification following the election. And we would just retain those folks on to perform the hand count of the write-in votes if that is needed to be done.
Fanumiai encourages everyone to check and make sure that they are registered to vote and to find out where their local polling station is located. Early and in-person absentee voting begins on Monday, October 18th, and the state's general election will be held on Tuesday, November 2nd. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.